about, somebody said, well, I'm 5 and 25. We were going to see salvations come. And I said, somebody said, well, I was aiming too low. I said, well, we adjusted our aim sights and we're aiming a bit higher now. Amen? Matter of fact, let's just go ahead and aim way above the target. And if we overshoot it, that's okay too. Praise God. But you know, the way that works is it's not just, a Sunday morning. Matter of fact, there are churches all over America that have services every Sunday morning, and that's all there is to it. It's you come into the house of God, you get here on time or late or whatever you want, and you have a seat, and then you stay for an hour or two, and then you go home, and then that's it. And then you wait all the way till next week. You know, I'm a people that we're not to be a church like that. We're to be a people who are an army for the Lord. You know what armies are? Armies are people who are always equipped and ready to go into battle and to do what's necessary to get the mission done. I said here a couple weeks ago, we had a house full of MVPs, and we do. But we also have a house full of soldiers for Christ. And I want to tell you how honored I am to be part of a church that the people that are in it are not here just to warm a seat, but they're here because they're on a mission for God. And this morning, though, I want to take a little bit of time and I want to talk about how we could be prepared for that. Because, see, if we are to be telling others, if you're supposed to be equipped for the ministry here, that means that you need to have the knowledge of what it is to be equipped. Does that make sense? You got to know what you need to know to help people know what they don't know. You understand how that works? See, you're supposed to have something that they don't have. Matter of fact, you've got to have something that they don't have. Otherwise, you know what happens is they just turn a deaf ear to it. This is why we see some people coming in. When somebody invites somebody to come to church, do you know what they're coming for? They're not coming because you invited them. How many of you have ever invited somebody to come and they said no or they said yes and didn't show up? Show of hands, how many has that happened with? Right? All the time. But you know, what happens is when you invite somebody and they see a change in you, they realize that you've got something that they don't have. And so that whatever you got, they want to get some of it. And that is what we've been seeing in our church. And I'm just going to tell you, with people coming into our church, it's not because we don't have a big billboard. We're not spending thousands of dollars on radio and TV advertisements. We're not out here, giving people $50 gift cards to come in and visit. We're not doing that type of stuff. You know what we're doing? We're equipping saints for the work of the ministry. And they're going out beyond these walls, and they're not just sharing it, but they're living it, praise God. And today, I want to talk to you a little bit about what it is to be equipped for that. If I was going to title today's message, I would entitle it, What's Missing? If you got your Bibles with you, and even if you don't, good old Robbie up here is always quick on the draw with our screens. Everybody say, thank you, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
He said, yeah, there you go. There you go. And he's doing a wonderful job, isn't he? Praise God. Let's go into Hebrews, guys. Let's take a look. You shouldn't really care about what I got to say as much as what the Bible's got to say. That's where we need to start at. So let's go into Hebrews. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 4. And I'm going to read these first two verses, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Here's what the Bible says. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest. Everybody say rest. Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us. Everybody say us. As well as to them. Everybody say them. But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. Let's bow our head. Lord, just for the next little bit of time, God, I ask you to speak through me, Lord. Let the words that come out be your words and not mine. Let our hearts be receptive to it, Lord. Let it fall in good soil. God, just let your will be done in all of this. God, let somebody be changed. Let somebody grow in you. God, we just give you praise and honor for what you're going to do. And in Jesus' name, amen. There are two types of people in this world. Matter of fact, there's two types of people right here in this congregation. Maybe not here today. All of you, I want y'all to know, say, I'm an us. What? What is he talking about? There are two types of people in this world. There's an us and there's a them. If you would read this verse again, it said that indeed the gospel was preached to us as well to them. But do you understand who it profited it? It didn't profit them, it profited us. That means it was beneficial to us. How many of you want the word of God to be beneficial to you? So how many want to be in us? If we're not in us, we need to become in us. Because what happens is two types of people are sitting in churches today. Matter of fact, you got two types of people in churches. You got two types of people in your workplace. And everywhere you go, you've either got an us or them. It's the way it works. And matter of fact, the us's that it benefits out of this is really who I want to talk to today. And then I want to give you an opportunity that if you are them, to become an us. I think it's very important that people understand that what we have, there's not some magical recipe that only can be given to certain people. How many of you ever got your grandmother's, you know, recipe for cornbread or something else like this, and you hold on to it, and it's real tight. You don't want nobody else to see it. Nobody else can read it. You don't make photocopies of it. Here's what I want you to know. The Bible is a recipe that's available for everybody. Everything is in there for you to have a victorious, and here's what the reason why I say that. I want you to walk in victory. It's hard to teach somebody else something that you've never experienced. If you've never had joy, you can't tell somebody how to get joy. If you've never had peace, you can't tell somebody how to get peace. If you don't have love, you can't tell other people how to love people. I want us, the whole vision of this church, when I said that everyone is loved, where lives are transformed and freedom is found, is a process that this goes through. We love everybody who comes through this door here. But then your lives are transformed, because what ought to happen is, as we sit under the word of God will take effect if we do what it says. If we become an us person. If you're going to stay a them person, none of this is going to matter today. What's going to happen is you're going to walk out. How many of you have a brother or sister? Just a show of hands. How many got a sibling? How many of you are the opposite of your sibling? So this is what happens here. So in life, what can happen, you can have two parents. I want to give you all some encouragement here. You can have two children raised in the same house by the same parents, same rules, same everything, and they both go separate directions. You can have one that follows Christ, and you can have one that goes off into the world. You know, you can have people in the church, same pastor, same word, same worship, everything else with it too, that's right here, everything's in the same, and you got some people in the church who are living a victorious life, that they are in us, God is moving in it, you can see it, and then you got another group of people that the word is not profiting them whatsoever in the church. There are always two types of people, and let me tell you something, when there's two types of people, there's always two reports coming. There's always somebody who says this way, and then there's somebody who says it this way. I want you to know something. I want it the way that God says it. I followed other people's advice, and let me tell you something. There is wisdom and wise counsel. I'm a believer in it. I'm a fan in it. But let me tell you something. I don't ever accept anything until God tells me to accept it. He's got my mailbox just like he's got yours. And God wants us to know that we need to be an us people, not a them people. Everybody say us.
Us.
I want you to understand something. I follow Jesus Christ. If y'all heard pastors say this, you hanging around with goofy, you're going to get goofy. You ever heard that? That's a really good statement. I'm not going to steal that. I might borrow it from time to time. But here's what I'm going to start saying. You want to be blessed? Hang around blessed people. You want to have joy? Hang around some people who got joy.
Amen.
You want some peace? Hang around people who got peace. You want prosperity? Hang around some people who got prosperity. Let me tell you something. You need to get yourself surrounded by people who are us people, not them people. And if you are them people, I saw this video the other day. Jordan, come up here, buddy. I'm going to borrow you for a minute. Can I borrow you? Come on up here. Now, Jordan, tall fella. He's going to be real tall here for a second. Come over here. Stand on this little second step for me right here. I saw this, y'all may have already seen this. I saw this the other day, but I thought, man, this was really so good. Now, Jordan, now I know I'm a little hefty, but Jordan, grab my hand. Now, you try to pull me up. Now, that's a little difficult for you? A little. Grab me. He's being nice. Now, watch this. Go ahead and have a seat. Do you see how easy it was for me to pull Jordan down? See, it's a whole lot harder for Jordan to pull me up than it is for me to pull him down. It matters who you surround yourself with. Because there are going to be people over here who are going to want to grab a hold of you that you're trying to pull them up, but they're so far down, they want to pull you down. That's why it's important who your friends are. Had it always said, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Right. Well, I want to say, show me your friends, I'll show you your present. Amen. Who you're hanging around with is who you're going to imitate. And right now, I'm telling you, I want to imitate Jesus. And when I want to imitate somebody, let's look at the Bible tells me to imitate those who have inherited the promises. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 6. One page over. Verse 12. Here's what the Bible says. That you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You know what they were talking about over there in 4? Entering God's rest is entering God's promises. His rest is where all of this blessings and stuff are stored for you. There's a story in the Bible here, and I don't want to get too far ahead, but there's a story in the Bible that talks about this, where the Israelites wanted to go into the rest. They were told to go into the rest, but they didn't make it into the rest. How many of you want to be in God's rest? How many of you want to be living in the overflow from the Lord himself? Amen? I'm telling you, living in the overflow is the greatest place that you could possibly live at. And people said, well, I don't understand. I know you don't. I want you to get there. I want you to be part of it with me. And let me tell you something. My water's going to get deeper. My overflow waters, I don't want to wade just ankle high. I don't want to be knee high. I want to be up over my head in the blessings of the Lord. I want it to where it consumes me from every fiber of my being and everything that I do. I want to operate in that blessings. You know why? Because in that blessings is where I find my joy. It's where I find my peace. It's where I find my healing. It's where I find my strength. It's where I find everything is resting in God like that. We look at resting as being lazy. I want you to understand that God's rest is a beautiful place for you to be at. It's where we all need to be. So today, I'm going to talk about the steps to become an us. Y'all with me? Carly, you did so good on that tambourine this morning. We're going to have to put you up here on the stage. Now, somebody's going to have a Congo drum in here next week. Y'all need to carry, calm down now. They'll be getting maracas and stuff in here. Dan's right. You know what? Make a joyful noise. Amen. Here's the first step. Step number one, you have to want what God says. You have to want it. You have to want it because if you want what God says for you, that's where you find those things. You find your peace. You find your joy. You find your healing. You find your prosperity, your protection. And I want you to know something, that I want it all. How many of you want it all? Amen. I mean, listen, and I'm a big fella. When I walk into a buffet bar, I want it all. You understand what I'm saying? When I walk, I don't want to give me some little itty bitty little plate, like some kind of dessert plate. No, man, I want a big plate. I want to fill it up with all the goodness that's on that buffet table. I want everything that they got on there that's good. I want it. Do you understand that that's what God has done already? He's laid out all this buffet for us. The blessings are out here. Your joy, your peace, your victory, your finances, your home, your job. All this stuff is laid out here for you to take. But here's what happens is you got people with a little thing like, and they want to tell you, hold up now, hold on, whoa, no, you can't. Whoa, you're not worthy to go to the buffet line. Tell people, get out your way. I got a ticket. I was invited by the good God Almighty. I got an all-you-can-eat buffet ticket. I want to come up here, and I want to get what God has prepared for me. And then other people walk up there, and I'll just take a little bit of this, and I'll just take a little bit of that. And they want to be all conservative, but, I don't want this, I don't want that. I'm telling you right now, if God made it, I want it. We all need to have a desire to want what God says for us to have. You will not become an us if you don't want what he says you can have. You got to want it.
And if you want it, I'm telling you, you can have it. But I want it all. But you know, there are people who don't want it.
Ooh, is that the blessings flowing right there? Let it rain. The harder it rains, the longer I can keep y'all in here.
There are two people in this world. There are two reasons why I think most people don't want what God says. I think some people have fear of failure. I think that they believe that if they want it but don't receive it, that they have failed somehow. And so that then they think, well, I don't know why I failed. Maybe I didn't have enough faith. Maybe I didn't study the word enough. The devil puts in all these questions into their mind of the why. And there's people who say, I don't want to step out in faith like that because I'm afraid it's not going to work. I'm afraid I'm not going to receive it. I'm not going to be able to operate in it. I'm afraid. But let me tell you something. You need to know that you know that you know that failure is never final unless you give up. The first time I tried to quit smoking, it didn't happen. The second time I tried to quit smoking, it didn't happen. Listen, I'm not beating you up on cigarettes. Don't write me no letters neither. I don't need no phone calls. But I'm telling you, it took over and over and over and over before finally, you know what happened? I got set free. I was free from that bondage of that. Let me tell you, when I changed my mind frame, for me to walk in love and forgiveness, I remember I had to walk out, and I still do. Forgiveness is a daily thing for some people. I'm telling you. I wake up this morning, Lord, I forgive them. I forgive them. I feel good. All right. Day goes on. The next morning, I wake back up again. All right, God, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. You know, and then there's times when I say I want to walk in prosperity. I want to walk in joy. And yet somehow my joy was taken from me. But you know what? If you just said, well, it didn't work and you stuck right there, the devil has won. But if you say, no, I'm going to get back up. I'm not going to stay down there. I want what God says that I can have. And I'm going to get up. Your failure is never final. So don't worry about failing. Fail forward. You know what happens? When you fail forward, you push yourself back up. Get back up on your feet and take another step. I think the second reason why people don't want is because I think that they don't want to live up to an expectation. I think that people don't want the weight and responsibility that comes with walking in the blessings of God. Some people want to be a victim. I know it. I know it. Nobody in here. I know it. I know it. But some people like to have that excuse of saying, this is the reason why I don't have this. Well, I would be prosperous, but, you know, the groceries just keep going up. I got it. I know it. I understand. But you know what? God is my provider. Trump is my president, no doubt about it, but Trump ain't the one that makes me prosperous. Not at all. Matter of fact, my blessings don't come from Trump. They come from good God Almighty. That's who they come from. But there are people who are afraid to step out because they don't want to try to live up to an expectation because once they receive it, the standard is set. And now they're thinking, oh my goodness, now I got to do this every day. And you know what? Shame on Christians who make them feel that way. I have known people who had nothing, got it all, lost it all, and Christians stood around and said, yep, I told you so. Instead of saying, hey, brother, come on, get back up. Come on, brother, listen, let's get back in the word here. Let's become an us again. It seemed like you went over to the thems, but I want to tell you, come back on over here and be an us with us again. We need to lift each other up more than we need to be criticizing each other, especially in moments of failure. I never take joy in reading an article of a pastor falling. Never. I pray for them. Let me tell you, this world doesn't need more fallen pastors. What they really need are more real pastors. What they really need is a body of Christians who are real and authentic with each other, who want everybody to go up with them,
not be pulled down by them.
Number one, you got to want what God says. If you want it, you can have it. Number two, you have to believe what God says. Goes back to what I was telling you. There's always two reports people are going to tell you. Always. There's the report of them and the report of the Lord. Which one are you looking to believe in? There was a story in the Bible here about Caleb and Joshua. Y'all remember that? Sent out to go look at the promised land. Said, this is where we're supposed to go. See, God is telling you. God has already told you where to go. God has already said, I've already done all this. All this healing, prosperity, health, joy, peace. Did I say life is easy? No, but all those things are still there for you. All those things are still available for you. And what Caleb and Joshua were sent out to go look into the promised land, look at it now and come back. And they came back and they said, oh, man, this is what we see. But Caleb and Joshua said, hey, you know, God told us that we could do it. And everybody else said, oh, no. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. There's giants over there. You understand what's going on? I'm 5 foot two. What you want me to go up some 7 foot, you know, big old dude for? Caleb and Joshua said, no, I believe what God says. The Israelites didn't believe the word of the Lord. You know what happened? They went round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And let me tell you, for 40 years, how would you like to be doing the same thing for 40 years? But I guess you could say, hey, my shoes didn't wear out, so I guess that was good. But here's what I want to tell you. I don't want to wait 40 years. I want to walk on into the promised land. I want to live where the blessings are at. I want to be where the abundance is, where I want everything that God has for me. Where it's stored at is where I want to be. But see, there's always an us and a them. And the them, what they do is they look at it, and what they see is what they believe. Thems, when they see it, they believe it. But in us, oh, see, I don't have to see to believe. I believe and then I see. See, my faith takes me above my circumstances. Now, I'm not denying what I see. I get it. I'm not denying what I see is out here. I know that it's real. It's as real as could be. That chair is real. There's no doubt about it. I know it's there. I see it there. But I want you to understand something, that in this room right now, there are angels amongst us right now. Those angels are just as real as that chair sitting right there. And when I look at circumstances that I'm in, I understand that those circumstances are there, but I see the unseen as well, because my faith allows me to operate in what I don't see. As a matter of fact, the unseen is the only thing that doesn't change. See, my circumstances could change. What I can see can change, but what I can't see can never change. That's the spirit realm. That's God's realm. Nothing changes in that realm. And what we need to do is we need to start operating in the supernatural and let it start manifesting in our natural. Well, I don't believe that. Then that's why you're a them. I don't think that that can happen. That's why you're a them. I want you to become an us. Because what happens is when I'm in circumstances that are bad or that are not joyous and everything else, do you know what I do? I start walking in faith. I start believing what God says. I want what he says. I stand there with it. And now what will happen is my circumstances will start lining up with what God says. But do you know, if I start confirming what my circumstances are, they will stay the same? If I start saying, well, this is just the way it is, this is the way it's always going to be, you know that's the way it's always going to be? I have known people who, and I've worked with them, and they always say this, well, I'm just never going to get that promotion. Yeah, you're right. You are exactly right. Well, I'm just never going to get out of debt. Yep, you're right. Well, I'm never going to get healed. Yep, you're exactly right. But do you know, I've heard other people who say, I don't care what anybody else says. I care what the Word of God says.
Do you know that they refused to allow others to speak into their life, that they stood up for what the Word had said and said, I claim that, that's what I stand on. And now 13 years later, sitting here in a pew in the front of the church right here. I want us to be an us people that can hold you back. It's you. That's it. If you do what the Word tells you to do, you have to move forward. You have to. Because God wants to keep taking you to the promised land. He wants to keep bringing you through things. But if you stand there and you say no, the only thing that's going to stop you is you. Number three, you have to say what God says. Flip over with me. We're going to go into 2 Corinthians 4:13. Now, we're a faith church. How many of you believe in the faith message? Without faith, it's impossible to please who? You got to have faith. You got to have faith. But faith sometimes is saying what you believe. And what happens is that if you look just at your circumstances, it makes it real hard to say what you believe versus what you see. And I used to struggle with this. I used to believe that I was being a liar by saying something. Well, let me tell you, a case of point. Ashley and I were feeding Michaela applesauce. Y'all have heard this story before. We didn't have much money. Didn't have any money. For some reason, we had a credit score of 300. McDonald's wouldn't finance a cheeseburger for me. It was bad times. Rent-A-Center laughed when I walked in there. I mean, it just didn't happen. You know, it was real hard for me to say, we're blessed. It was real hard for me to say, you know, we're prosperous. It was real hard for me to say that, because every time I went to say something like that, you know what, I felt like a hypocrite. I felt like I was just lying. And it took a long time for me to get a hold of this, that what I was really saying was what the Word said. See, I get away from how I feel or what I think, because none of that really matters. What matters is what the Word of God says. So when I started saying those things, instead of saying they're coming from me, because they're not coming from me, what they're really coming from is from the Word of God. So all I started doing, you know, that shifted my entire mind frame. When I got out of that I'm not being a hypocrite, that I'm not just lying, that I'm just declaring what the Word of God says, because what is my reality right now is going to be changed by my unseen reality that's to come. How many of you ever been there? If you're not, you need to be. Do you know if you operate and you don't have joy in your life, you need to start saying, I'm joyous. I live in joy. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Healing is mine. Healing is mine. Prosperity is mine. Prosperity is mine. Whether you're sick, whether you've got no money in your banking account, whether you was the most depressed person, but you're not saying it because you're feeling, you're saying it because God declared it. Amen. And what will happen is you'll start moving from a them person to an us person, because you're starting to line back up with what the Word of God says. See, here's why you need to say it out. The Bible said in Malachi that there are blessings in a storehouse in heaven for us. That if the windows open up, that we can't even hold all of the blessings that God has for us. It says Malachi 3:10. Look it up. Read what it says. But if you don't believe it, you're never going to activate it. And I'm telling you, the faith is what it is. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. So say it. You need to hear it. How many of you need a healing touch from God? Raise your hands right now. Healing touch from God. I am healed. Raise your hands up with me now. I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. Let me tell you, how many of you need more money in your banking account? Say, raise your hands up with me. Now, I am prosperous. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. How many of you need more joy in your life? Raise your hands. I am joyous. I am joyous. Let me tell you why. Because your faith gets built by you hearing it. And if nobody else is going to say it to you, then say it to yourself. I need my faith built. And when everybody else wants to declare their report, I believe in God's report. So I'm going to say it until I can't hear it anymore, because I just know that I know that I know that it's mine. Amen. Just
like I did when I said, Lord, we need somebody to lead our youth. Then I said, God, just show them to me, show them to me, show them to me. Illuminate, God, light it up. Who is it? Now, let me tell you what's going to happen in Cassidy and Damien's life. Now, here, I'm telling you, they're going to start becoming more and more of an us. And they're going to start teaching these young people to become an us. Watch and see what happens in their life. Because when we got here, when we got started, there wasn't a totem pole. We were down in the ground, I'm telling you. That means we were down with the manure of the ground is where we were at. But over time, with faith and patience, we started inheriting the promises of God. And it's all there for you too. All of it. Your healing is there. Your prosperity is there. Your relationships are there. All of it is sitting there just waiting for you. And here's what God says. I'll open up the windows of heaven for it. I'll pour it out on you and you won't be able to hold it all. But if you know that if you're not an us person, you're not qualified for it. You're disqualifying yourself for it. You are not operating in it because you say, I don't believe or I don't want or I don't say. But you got to say what God says. And I'm telling you right now, when you start walking that out, things change. 2 Corinthians tells us that since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. Here's what I want you to know something. People can say it and not believe it. That happens. I hear people say, I'm blessed and highly favored. And then I see them in the grocery store and they don't act blessed and highly favored. All right? Or you know what's even better? They'll say, oh, yes, God is so good. And so on. And then I see all your dirty laundry on Facebook. You are out of here. Everything that's going on Facebook. You were saying one thing, but living and believing another thing. But I'm here to tell you, if you believe it, you will automatically say it. You know what I teach my kids? They're winners. When they get an F, they're winners. When they got a D, they're winners. When they didn't make the team, they're winners. When they got in first place, they're winners. My kids are winners, not because of where their stance is, but because of who they are. Now, you know what happens is my kids believe because I believe. And so I start telling them, and you know what happens? Ask my daughter. She'll tell you, I'm a winner. Well, what have you won? She'll say, I don't know, but I'm a winner. When you start believing it, you'll start speaking it. So, yes. You can have it one way, but I'm telling you, do it the other way. And if you don't, listen, and also learn the art of keeping your mouth shut. This is harder. It's hard for me. Let me just be honest. My wife said, it's hard for me. Thank you, brother. I'm right. I heard that. Praise God. I'm not wrong. Sometimes you got to learn that art of keeping your mouth quiet. You know what? Because sometimes you don't believe what's lined up with the word. And so if you don't believe it, stop speaking it. And here's what, okay, so you don't believe you're prosperous? Well, don't say you're not prosperous. Just shut up. Just be quiet about it. You don't think you're here? Well, just be quiet. Don't say anything. Because here's what I want you to know is that what you say is what will manifest. So today I can believe, this is what happens in church a lot of times. Y'all ready to go? Man, I'm telling you. This is what happens in church all the time. I don't have any handkerchiefs today either. But this is why people come into church. They get fed by the word of God. They get pumped up. I've been here. I'm living proof of this. I'm talking to myself. They get pumped up. God bless you, Bob. Thank you, brother. Yeah, thank you, buddy. They come in, and while they're sitting here under the word of God, they get edified, they get built up, and they say, I believe. They stand up, they make a profession of it. Oh, yes, I'm healed. Praise God. Yeah, my finances are going to change. My children are going to come back to Christ. All this other thing. And they do all this while they're here, and then they walk out the door, and then all of a sudden that feeling is gone, and you know what they start saying? I don't know how I'm going to pay the bills this week. I don't know why my children don't love God anymore. They start confessing against what they were just believing in. Here's what I want to tell you is if you start to feel that way, learn the art of shutting your mouth. There's this Bible story. I'll get to this in a minute. You just got to know when not to speak. But if you'll believe it, you'll speak it. You know, I'm going to tell you, and I said I'm going to do it. I'm losing weight. I said I'm going to say, I'm losing weight.
I want to be around for my children's children's children. Okay? I'm determined. I fail every day. Every day I fail. Little Debbie curses little Debbie. Don't pray for them to shut down, but just maybe stay out my household. Little Debbie's got a little vice on me. And so sometimes, let me be honest, shame the devil, a lot of times, little Debbie wins. But you know what I do? I'm going to do better next time. All things may be lawful for me, but not all things are good for me. I could do anything, but just because I can doesn't mean I should. I'm not going to eat that cake today. Pastor makes a banana pudding. Oh, Pastor, mercy. I'm going to fail today. I'm going to eat me some banana pudding today. But tomorrow I get back up. And you know what's happening? I'm not running a sprint anymore. I'm running a marathon. And through my patience with that, through my faith that God says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I know that was talking about, you know, the finances through the Philippians. But I want you to know something. It happens to you when you believe it. If you hold on to it, through that, through the faith and the patience, I'm going to inherit the promises of God too. And you know what that means? My days are going to be long. I'm going to live a long life. I'm going to see my children's children's children grow up. Now, I don't know if I'll be 120, but I'm going to be a good health age until the day that I go to heaven. And when that day comes, it's going to be a good day too. All right, let me get back on track here. All right, that was number three. You got to say what God says. I want you to know that. If you'll do that, those windows of heaven will open up for you. How many of you would like to have more blessings? Amen. The fourth one, the final one. You have to do what God says. This one somehow eludes us a lot. If you believe it and say it, you'll do it. Now remember, these are foundational things you got to lay up. If you don't believe it and you just say it, you're not going to do it because you don't have faith that it would work. But if you believe it and then you say it, you'll do it. There's a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. Y'all remember this woman? Spent all the money she had trying to get things fixed. Couldn't get anything fixed. No doctors could help her. She was at the end of her rope, had nowhere else to go. Here comes Jesus. But you know what that woman did? She didn't think to herself, you know, God, I think Jesus can heal me. She didn't write a letter. She didn't send it via courier. She didn't get down just on her knees and just say it to herself. She didn't have a thought, the pastor, that went through her head. This is what she said. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. She said, if I could just touch it. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Jairus. His daughter died. He goes to Jesus. And he said, Lord, I know that you can raise her up. He said it. The centurion said, all you have to do is say a word. You don't have to come to my house. Just say the word. I'm telling you, you got to believe it, and then you got to say it, but then most importantly, you got to do what the word tells you to do. Yes. If you'll do it, you will have it. Amen. There are times in life, I believe, that we get stuck in that. That doing thing. And we say, what do I do? Walk in faith. Walk in faith. Ms. Karen, you're believing for a healing for your heart. It's already done. We've already prayed for it. I thought about this morning. We were talking in there. And I thought for a minute. I said, you know, I ought to pray with Karen again. I ought to grab her hand and pray. Why? I've already prayed for it. Just like I already prayed for that youth leader to come up. I've already prayed. How many of you have already prayed in agreement with me? It's already done. Here's the deal. It's through faith and patience that we inherit the blessing. So here's what's going to happen. Through faith and patience, your heart is going to line back up. When's that going to happen? I don't know, but I'm giving God praise for it happening already. Miss Kathy, pray for your knee last week. Miss Sandy, who came up here and got prayed for, came from Arkansas, had her knee, prayed for her knee up here. Before she walked out of this church, she told me, she said, "I'm healed." I said, "Really?" She said, "Yep, I'm telling you, I'm already healed." Now, look, you heard my knee pop. Y'all need to pray for my knee. I'm already healed. I said, "What?" So I called and talked with Karen a little bit later, a day or two later. She said, "Yeah, she's walking out her healing. She's received her healing." Kathy, your healing's already done. It's already done. We just got to walk it out. So here's what the doing part is. The doing part is not wavering. Not wavering. Through the faith and the patience of that. That's how you receive it. When it says the Bible to do what it says, sometimes you got to be patient and walk it out. And here's what you don't get impatient with God. I just told you when all this started with that his timing was better than our timing. Let me tell you what would have happened. If 3 months ago when I said we're praying for you, and I went out and I started throwing out advertisements everywhere, started recruiting people and calling up Rhema Bible Center, and I could have done all these other things, you know what? And I guarantee you we'd have had somebody in here before now who I had thought was the right person, but you know who would have answered that prayer? I would have answered that prayer, not God. So here's what I'm telling you is that sometimes you just got to have patience in it. Don't waver. Stand on it. Keep saying it. And I don't mean keep saying, like, "God, I want my healing." Say, "God, I'm thankful for my healing. God, thank you for my finances that are going to get better." And patience. Listen to me. Somebody may write you a $1 million check. I pray they do. You can make that out to Cash or Pastor Mike, even the way you want to. I'm good with that. But what will happen is that somebody may bless you like that, but if you want it really, you're going to have patience while it happens. Pastor and I were talking about this the other day. You know, something can happen very quickly, but other times it takes us walking it out in faith. And what happens is our faith is being built in that. You don't have to have a lot of faith. I talked about, you know, big faith. Man, I want everybody to have big faith. But the faith the size of a mustard seed is what moves a mountain. That's all you got to have. So just have a little bit of faith. Learn when to speak the right things and when not to. And then have patience as you're giving him thanks for what's coming. Amen? Y'all stand with me this morning here. I'm going to close out and let you guys get on home and eat your Burger King or whatever else you may have this afternoon planned for you. But how many of you want to be an us person? So I go back to where I started. So your four steps, what's missing? Are you somewhere along that line and you say, "You know what? I believed, but I never say it. I want it, and I believe it, but I never say it." Or maybe I believe it, but I don't want it because I'm afraid of the failure that it could bring. Here's what I want us to do today. I'm gonna play some music here in just a minute. Y'all gonna play right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I have to ask this one question every service because I think it's the most important question we can ever. The first thing that's missing out of most people's lives is Jesus Christ. See, without that, none of this matters. Jesus is the true answer to everything that you need in life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If there's anybody here who would like to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior today, I want you to raise your hand right where you're at. Anybody at all? Praise God. Here's how I want to close this out this morning. We're going to have a little worship music here. If you need prayer, want me to be in agreement with you, I'm going to be in agreement with you. But here's what I really want you to do. I want you to think about those steps today. And I want you to think in your mind, is there something that I'm missing? If there is something that I'm missing, today is the day that I'm going to step into that. Today is the day that I'm going to start declaring it. Today is the day I'm going to start believing it. Today is the day that I'm going to start patiently doing it. If whatever it may be, if you're somewhere in that midst today and you need to make that declaration, I want you to do that. And then I want us just to worship God. You can come up to the altar, raise your hands, whatever you want to do, but I just want to spend a few minutes thanking our God for his goodness.